The Toad. Narration, Katie Haig. Sound, Patrick Martinez Bourna. The well was deep, and therefore the rope had to be a long one. It was heavy work turning the handle when anyone had to raise a bucketful of water over the edge of the well. Though the water was clear, the sun never looked down far enough into the well to mirror itself in the waters. But as far as its beams could reach, green things grew forth between the stones in the sides of the well. Down below dwelt a family of the toad race. They had, in fact, come head over heels down the well in the person of the old mother toad, who was still alive. The green frogs, who had been established there a long time and swam about in the water, called them well guests. But the newcomers seemed determined to stay where they were, for they found it very agreeable living in a dry place, as they called the wet stones. The mother frog had once been a traveller. She happened to be in the water bucket when it was drawn up, but the light became too strong for her, and she got a pain in her eyes. Fortunately, she scrambled out of the bucket, but she fell into the water with a terrible flop, and had to lie sick for 3 days with pains in her back. She certainly had not much to tell of the things up above.